38 students have been recognized for their outstanding academic achievements by the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education, PATH. The students, who are beneficiaries of PATH, were recently recognized during an awards ceremony at the Mona Visitors Lodge in Kingston. The biennial event was held under the theme, Promoting Health and Education for an Empowered Nation. Minister of Labour and Social Security Shaheeni Robinson, in delivering her keynote address, said the greatest investment a country can make is in its children, as through this investment, the future of a nation can be shaped.
PATH is playing that fundamental role in ensuring that our young scholars who might not have had the opportunity can participate actively and positively in Jamaica's labour market, so that they too can contribute to national development and economic growth. By so doing, we can shape and predict the future of our country.
Minister Robinson said the students and their successes are inspirations through the support of PATH.
These young Jamaicans are excelling academically and in extracurricular activities as they grow into rounded and responsible citizens. I urge them, and indeed all PATH beneficiaries, to continue on the path to success as they move forward. I wish them the very best in their endeavors, for their success is important to family unity, to community transformation, and overall nation building.
Mrs. Robinson points out that PATH, which is the largest social protection support system in the English-speaking Caribbean, will be expanded in the near future. The expansion is expected to include the digitization of payments to families, implementation of a transitional plan for beneficiaries who are no longer eligible for the program through case management, skills training, on-the-job experience and entrepreneurship grants, and the continued implementation of the PATH Parenting Pilot Project.
PATH wants to continue to propel Jamaicans facing adversity in the direction of positive change. Studies have shown that one of the main contributors to non-compliance among PATH students is their inability to adequately cover the cost of transportation. Through our commitment to their success and stability, the Transportation Allowance Grant, and we call it TAG, was designed to offer them the much-needed assistance to get them to their place of learning, and which over time would serve to improve compliance rates among students.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Colette Roberts-Risden, congratulates the recipients.
Our recognition of our students this morning here is a testimony that PATH is achieving its objective and is making a difference, a huge impact in the lives of many. Our Youth Ambassadors program that will be launched today is further proof that we are and have broken the intergenerational cycle of poverty.
Glenmuir High School student Glendon Taylor expressed thanks on behalf of his fellow awardees.
I see education as the only viable road out of poverty. I was born to a financially challenged family. However, I was bent on changing this situation as early as possible for both myself and my family. But the PATH provides necessary means to continue on this journey.
Representatives from the World Bank, Inter-American Development Bank, Ministries of Education, Youth and Information, as well as Health, and Bill Express also attended the function. Awardees were recognized in the categories of CSEC Top Scholars, CSEC Top Achievers, and GSAT Top Achievers. Top scholars were selected based on their academic merit, while the top achievers were selected based on their academic merit and extracurricular involvement. PATH is a conditional cash transfer program of the government that delivers social assistance benefits to the neediest persons in the society. The program has approximately 372,852 registered beneficiaries as at June 2016, with children representing just over 60% of this total.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.